This time, we thank you because every day, every moment, you load us with tremendous blessings and benefits. We're asking, oh Lord, you open our eyes to all the benefits awaiting us today in Jesus' name. Unlimited blessing, untold blessings. So Lord, we pray that you grant your people today in Jesus' name. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places. All physical benefits you give to us here on earth. Oh Lord, we pray nobody will miss your tremendous transforming hand even today in Jesus' name. Lord, among the children of Israel came to the time when there was no one feeble person in all their tribes. And Lord, we're looking up to you that in our church, children church, youth church, and all the other areas, oh Lord, we're praying. It will come to the time, and this may well be the moment, when there will be no one feeble person among us. No sickness among us. No premature death among us. No calamity among us. No disaster among us. Oh Lord, we pray, fulfill it in Jesus' name. In all our states and all our regions and all our cities and all our towns and all our villages all over this country and continent of Africa. Oh Lord, we pray and beyond that, Lord, your blessing will enrich every life in Jesus' name. Show us the way. Show us the way. Show us the way to personal blessing, the way to perpetual blessing, and the way to permanent blessing in every life in Jesus' name. Lord, everyone today, everyone today, everyone today, a touch of miracle. A touch of miracle. A touch of miracle upon everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, we accept it. Lord, we receive it. Lord, we know it's going to be so in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, sometimes it looks funny. Some people clapping, some people looking, some people whatever. Wonderful. I said wonderful. The angels will carry your clapping to heaven in Jesus' name. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You can be seated now. We're talking on something tremendous and very important, very special today. You see, many people, they know about healing, but they don't know about health. They know about, you know, getting sick and getting up and getting sick and getting well and getting sick and getting well again. But God can keep you healthy for one whole day. He can keep you healthy then for one whole week. Then he can keep you healthy for one whole month. What if in a whole year, from now till the end of this year, that no sickness touches your body, that no infirmity touches your body, that it just keeps you healthy and strong and whole, he will do it. That's why we're talking about a lifetime of divine healing. A lifetime of divine healing. That's what God does today. It continues tomorrow. It continues next week. It continues for the rest of your life. Why not? That's what we learned about the people of God in Bible days. Show me the time and show me the passage where Noah was sick. Show me the time and show me the chapter and the verse where Abraham could not, even at 100 years of age, he was up and running. You'll be up and running in Jesus' name. Tell me about Moses. Tell me about Joshua. Tell me about all those men of God and women of God too. They kept healthy. We're going to keep healthy in Jesus' name. And that's why we're here today. If you are healthy already, praise the Lord. But the Lord wants to put the key in your hand. And this key, by the grace of God, will keep you strong on your feet all the days of your life in Jesus' name. And then, of course, if you're sick, and there's good news coming to you today, the power of the Lord is enough to take all the sicknesses away from your body, even today in Jesus' name. Because as we hear the word of God, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's what comes into us and builds up faith. And that faith will drive every disease and every infirmity, every deformity, will drive everything away from your life in Jesus' name. And then, of course, all those powers of darkness, they have no hold upon your life. Did you know that when you are on the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, and all those evil spirits, where are they now? I said, where are they? Under your feet, and you'll march on them and trample on them. They'll not be on your head, in your eyes, in your ears, in your throat, in your lungs, in your livers, in your heart, in your body anymore. They come under your feet in Jesus' name. And I give all those demonic powers, I transfer them now. I transfer them away from your head, away from your chest, and away from your body. I transfer them to the very ground under your feet, and you will overcome them in Jesus' name. The Lord is so wonderful. And then look at the provision he has given to all his children. And he says, this is what I've given to you. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. Will thou not know it? I'm going to know it this morning. I said, I'm going to know it this morning. Look at Exodus chapter 23. I'm reading from verse 20. Exodus chapter 23. I'm reading from verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee. Hey, don't misunderstand that. That's angel with a capital A. And those who have studied Christology, and those who have studied, you know, Christ came even before the Old Testament expired. They knew that this is talking about the Lord himself. I'm going to send him before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. It says, beware of him, obey his voice, provoke him not. For he will not pardon you, not pardon your transgressions. He says, for my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice. He's telling us now, if we will obey the voice of the Lord, who guides us, who shepherds us, who leads us, who directs us, who controls us, the Lord who instructs us, who shows us the way that we ought to go. It says, if thou wilt indeed, in the real sense, from your heart, transparently obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to all thine enemies. Give me a good amen there. I will be, the Almighty God says, I will be an enemy to all your enemies. I pity your enemies. If they don't turn, if they think they're going to hurt you, they'll hurt themselves. Because the Almighty God says, I'll be an enemy to all your enemies. And then he says, an adversary to all thine any other adversaries. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. And thou shalt not bow down to their gods, to their idols, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them, and quite break down their images. Is telling us that we're not to worship idol. Idol in the village. Idol of the sea. Idol in the ocean. Idol of the community. Idol of the tribe. Idol of your parents. Idol of the family. It says, we break them down. We'll break them down. I said, we'll break them down. You know, there are some people that live in the city and they still hang all these things on their necks. And they have all these waistbands. They break all the idols from the village. All the symbols and all the types and all the physical representations of their idols from the village. They have it in their finger. They have it on their neck. They have it in their ears. They have it everywhere. You throw them away in Jesus' name. And now look at verse 25. It says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take, I can't hear you, I will take, sickness away from the midst of thee. Look at yourself. The midst of thee in your body, the Lord will take sickness away. And then from your children, the Lord will take sickness away. From your wife, the Lord will take sickness away. And from your husband, the Lord will take sickness away. From the whole family, he says, from the midst of thee, I'll take sickness away. There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren in the land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. The number of thy days I will fulfill. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I'm going to live long. I said I'm going to live long. Disease will not cut short my life. Sickness will not cut short my life. Infirmity will not cut short, say it for yourself, will not cut short my life. All those disasters will not cut short my life, like Abraham, like Moses, like Joshua, and like Joseph, like all those great people of God. You are going to live long in Jesus' name. Let me show you an example, Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy chapter 34, I'm reading from verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old. And Moses was 120 years old. Before I go on, you know, Moses was already at 40 years of age, and then he tried to do something, he did it wrong. And because he did that thing wrong, he had to run away. And then he went, he just was living his life now. It's like a forgotten man at the backside of the desert. And then 40 years passed, 80 years gone already. And if you are, let's say you are even 60 years of age now, and I'm going around, I say, brother, are you a walker? Oh, say, pastor, I'm already 60 years of age. There's no point anymore. I cannot be a walker anymore. What can I? I'm 60 already. Moses was 80. And if you're 75 years of age, I'm moving around, I'm saying, are you going to work for God? Say, pastor, I wish I knew that, you know, before this time, because time is gone now. I'm 75 already. And the Lord is saying, at 80, the hand of the Lord will come upon your life. I said, the hand of the Lord will come upon your life. So you are not, and once you can still eat and breathe and stand and talk, and then you can move, the power of God is still there. At 80, the Lord called Moses and he said, up now, I'm going to send you to Egypt. You're going to deliver the children of Israel. That ministry is coming to you right now. Whatever your age may be, you are not too old yet. The Lord is saying, the time has come when everyone, young and old, men and women, will rise up, and the power of the Lord will energize you and saturate you and stir you up, and you will do something for the glory and the kingdom of God in this generation, in Jesus' name. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His eye was not dim. His eye was not dim. Think about that. First of all, his spiritual eye was not dim. At the age of 120, the Lord was still talking to him. He was still seeing afar off what will happen to the children of Israel in the future. And because his spiritual eyes were not dim, it affected his physical eyes too. Because of that, his physical eyes were not dim. And then he goes on to say, nor his natural force abated. Why? Oh, because his spiritual faith was not abated. Did not decrease, did not dwindle. And because his spiritual faith did not decrease, because of that, even his natural force did not abate. And I'm saying that as your days are, so shall your strength be in Jesus' name. Deuteronomy chapter 33, and I'm reading here from verse 25. Get your pen out, because you must mark this one. You must mark this one. Every time you open your Bible, you look at the places you are about to say, praise the Lord, that is mine. Praise the Lord, that is mine. And it will be yours in Jesus' name. Verse 25, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. Why? You know, many people read that, they don't understand, because the serpent is under your feet, because the demons are under your feet, because Satan is under your feet. And while you're marching on, you're not marching on with, bare feet. It says, thy shoes to tread them, to crush them, to destroy them, shall be iron and brass. And this is mine. I said, this is mine. I said, this is mine. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Are you there? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Are you there? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. You didn't have arthritis when you are young, you are not going to have it today. You didn't have cancer when you were young, so you are not going to have it today. You didn't have weakness when you were young, you are not going to have it today. You didn't have dim eyes, blind eyes when you were young, you are not going to have it today. You didn't have brain damage when you were young, you are not going to have it today. You didn't have liver problem when you were young, you are not going to have it today. You didn't have all the curvature of the backbone when you were young, you are not going to have it today. And you didn't have, all those just lying down, all those years, and it's saying, as your days, you'll be getting better and better, stronger and stronger, healthier and healthier, and you're going to be moving on from little to much, to many, and to multitude in Jesus' name. It says, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge. The eternal God is who? Is thy refuge. Underneath thee are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee. And then shall say, destroy them. Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. And also his heavens shall drop down. It will happen to everyone in Jesus' name. Look at the New Testament now. I'm looking at 3 John chapter 1, only one chapter. 3 John verse 2. And here he tells us what he wishes for us, what he desires for us, what he promises unto us, what he grants unto us. He tells us in 3 John, I'm looking at verse 2, beloved. Any beloved around here this morning, beloved, that's who I am. Beloved, that's who you are. If you are born again, if you are a child of God, and he says, I love you, you are beloved. He has loved you with everlasting love, and that love will work mightily in your life in Jesus' name. He says, beloved, I wish above all things. Think about that. In fact, the people of solid Greek, they tell us that word, I wish. It means I pray. I demand, I proclaim, I ask, I'm asking for you. I'm praying above all things that thou mayest prosper, number one, and be in health, number two, even as thy soul prospereth, number three. That threefold blessing of that verse will be yours in Jesus' name. It says, I'm wishing, I'm praying, I'm desiring, I'm beseeching God above all things that thou mayest prosper. Thou mayest prosper and thou mayest be in health, even as the proportion, the level of your spiritual prosperity will determine how prospered you are, even in the natural, and how healthy you are in your body, because they all go together, they are related together. He's telling us, then I pray above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. We're looking at this, a lifetime of divine healing. Number one, the condition of lifetime divine healing. The condition of lifetime divine healing. Number two, his commitment to our lasting divine health. He has committed himself. He has committed himself. His commitment to our lasting divine health. Number three is the confirmation of long life and desirable wholeness. The confirmation, he confirms it. He has confirmed it in the lives of other people. And then he says, as I was faithful unto them, I'm going to be faithful unto you. And I'm going to bring a confirmation in your life, the confirmation of long life and desirable wholeness. I pray that, number one, you'll possess. Number two, you will possess. Number three, you will possess in Jesus' name. Come on to number one now. Tell me number one. Say it. You need to say 1, 2, 3, go. The condition of lifetime divine healing. We're looking at Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Somebody said, I know that verse. I read it before. And I'm not going to bother to open my Bible. I'm just going to be looking. Well, you drank water today, yesterday. And when we present water to you again, say, I've drank that before. I'm not going to look at that again. You saw the light, the sun yesterday. I saw the sun yesterday. I'm going to not going to look at that today. We're going to give you bread. I ate bread yesterday. I don't need bread again. Of course, you need it today. You knew this before, and the newness of this verse, and the real strength in this verse, and the real power in this verse will come in your life today in Jesus' name. Exodus chapter 15, I'm reading from verse 26, and I want you to notice one word, if. It's saying, if thou shalt. If you will, the condition. Many people, they live carelessly. They just live a careless life, a carefree life, and they say, God is God, God is wonderful, and God is faithful. Yes, he's faithful. He's faithful according to his condition. It says there's a condition. If we're going to have a lifetime that is a long sustained divine healing, there is a condition. That's why it says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken. If thou wilt diligently hearken. You see that word before the hearken, diligently. There are some people, when you talk to them, they are looking at you, but they're not hearing everything you're saying. Their mind is wandering somewhere else. They are not diligently listening. Other people, they listen to the superficial things we say. They do not know the depths and the length and the breadth and the circumference and the territory of everything we're saying. They do not know the consequence of what we're saying. They just listen superficially. Other people, they listen with one half of their mind, and the other half of the mind is thinking of another thing. But it says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That means that you listen to his voice alone. You know, the stranger will talk, you block that out. Satan will talk, you block that out. Society will talk, you blot that out. Ignorant people will talk, you blot that out. Unbelievers will talk, you block that out. Even your own natural self might talk, you block that out. And then you open your ears only to the voice of the Lord your God. And that's what it says, if thou, no matter what others do, and no matter what others think, no matter the attitude of other people, if thou in particular, and you say, I've made up my mind, this is the word, I'm going to listen to the word, I'm going to diligently hearken to the word. If thou, in spite of what others say, in spite of what others say, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. You know, it's very simple, living one day at a time. In fact, breaking down, living 1 hour at a time. Breaking down, living 1 minute at a time. You know, this minute, I can obey the Lord, just 1 minute. And just 5 minutes, I can obey the Lord. And just 30 minutes, I can obey the Lord. And just 1 hour, I can obey the Lord. Moment by moment, hour by hour, day by day. And days will go to weeks. And weeks will amount to months. And months will amount to years. That's why it says that if one day at a time, a moment at a time, that you are obeying the voice of the Lord. And then he says to give ear to his commandments. And he says to keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Tell me, I am the Lord. Tell me. That healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, I'm your personal doctor. It says, I'm your personal physician. It says, I'm your personal deliverer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And then you put your hand in the hand of the Lord. You put your body in the hand of the Lord. You put your health in the hand of the Lord. You put your future in the hand of the Lord. I am. I am. It will never fail. It will never become another thing. It is not I was. A God who was mighty before cannot do anything today. It will not be. I will be a God of the future that could do something in the future. I cannot do something today. I am the Lord. And this morning, He is the Lord. I said this morning, He is the Lord. And He will take all sickness away from us in Jesus' name. And then any sickness you hear of Egypt, you'll not be afraid. Because, oh, say, that belongs to Egypt, it's not mine. Egyptian flu is not mine. Egyptian cancer is not mine. Egyptian tuberculosis is not mine. Egyptian HIV/AIDS is not mine. Egyptian blindness will not be mine. Egyptian glaucoma will not be mine. Egyptian cataract will not be mine. Egyptian diabetes will not be mine. Only what comes from heaven will be mine. Have you heard of heavenly cancer? Have you heard of heavenly tuberculosis? Have you heard of heavenly rheumatism? Only what comes from heaven will be mine, because all the things that are coming from Egypt, I reject them, I resist them, I will not have them in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the tip of your toe, heavenly blessing, heavenly healing, heavenly transformation will revitalize your body in Jesus' name. I'm coming now to Deuteronomy chapter 7. We're looking at the condition of lifetime, divine healing. We're looking at Deuteronomy chapter 7 and we're looking at verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and we're reading from verse 12. All those Egyptian things, they are gone and gone forever. I said they are gone and gone forever. We're looking at chapter 7 verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass if, see that, the condition, A, ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which is swear unto thy fathers, which is swear unto thy fathers. You know, there are some things God said, and you didn't have to swear. He just said them, and they're going to be fulfilled. But to, for you to have double assurance, and for you to have a triple assurance, and for you to have a kind of multiple assurance, and for you to have an unchanging, an unwavering assurance. He gave the promise. He said, listen, I gave many promises. I didn't have to swear, because anything I say, I'm going to do. And you can be very sure, even if I don't swear. But now for you to be very sure, beyond any shadow of doubt, that Satan cannot reverse this, that man cannot reverse this, that enemies cannot reverse this, that the powers that be cannot reverse this, he put even an oath on it. What did he say? Look at verse 15. And the Lord will take away from thee, how many kinds of sicknesses? All sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but he will lay them upon all them that hate thee. I need a good amen there. Amen. The Lord is saying, all those things you read about in Egypt, in Babylon, what came on Nebuchadnezzar, his head turned, and then they drove him out. That's for Babylon, it will not come to you. And then what came on Pharaoh will not come to you in Jesus' name. And what came upon all of them, because the Lord has said, if this is what you are going to do, and then you are going to be obedient to the watch of the Lord. The Lord is saying, you are free from all those sicknesses of Egypt. You are free today, you are free tomorrow. You are free this week, you are free next week. You are free this month, and you are free next month. You are free this year, you are free next year. You are free for the rest of your life in Jesus' name. We're looking at Job. We're looking at Job chapter 11. Job chapter 11. And I'm reading here from verse 13. Job 11 verse 13. Job 11. We're looking at verse 13. It says, if, see that again. If thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thy hands toward him. It says, so stretch out your hand toward, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away. and let not wickedness dwell in the tabernacles. For then thou shalt lift up thy face without spot, yea, thou shalt be steadfast and shall not fear, and shall not fear, and shall not fear. No fear for your life anymore in Jesus' name, because thou shalt forget thy misery and remember it as waters that pass away. Thine age shall be what? Clearer than the noonday. That's divine health right there. Thine age shall be clearer. Thine age shall be clearer. What does it mean, clearer? Clearer than the noonday. You know, sometimes when some people, when you have a particular sickness and it's internal and it's there, and then you go to the doctor says, no, we need an x-ray here. And because when we take the x-ray, we will know what is there and we'll know where it is. And then somebody goes, inside that cubicle, whatever, or lies now on that thing. And then they examine everything. And then they say, okay, you can wait over there. And they're going to bring out the x-ray. And then when they bring out the x-ray, they call you, they say so and so. Or they call them, not you again. I said, not you again. I said, not you again. And then they call the person, they say, look at this dark spot here, look at this dark spot here. And then the doctor might take out a pen or a pencil and circle something, and then he'll point at this and point at this. But the Lord is saying, now after this morning session, your x-ray will be clearer than the noonday. Your brain will be clearer than the noonday. And all your bone structure and everything. And when they look at that x-ray, the doctor will say, I never saw any healthy person in like this in my life before. You are the first person I'm seeing that will take x-ray from the head, from the ear, from the nose, from the throat, from the chest, and from the belly, and from the leg, and from the knees, and everywhere. And everything is clearer than the noonday. It is yours in Jesus' name. And thine age shall be clearer than the noonday. And thou shalt shine forth, and thou shalt be as the morning. And thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. And yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take rest in safety. It will happen to you in Jesus' name. And that's what the Lord is telling us. He's telling us that the condition is there. The condition is there. I'm going to look at John now. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 5. In John chapter 5, we're reading from verse 5. Here it says, in verse 5, a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years, when Jesus saw him lie. That is lying down, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He says unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The same question is coming to you today. Wilt thou be made whole? Answer now, wilt thou be made whole? And then the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto me, unto him. And Jesus is saying to you right now, rise up, take up thy bed and walk. Rise up, take up thy bed and walk. Rise up, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. Immediately the man was made what? He was made whole. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, after what Jesus findeth him in the temple, that's what you find you after you are healed, after you are made whole, after you are delivered, after you are blessed, after your prayer has been answered. That's the place to find you. Jesus findeth him in the temple, and he said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. That's the condition there. All the sins of your life in the past, you get healed, now you get saved. You get delivered, you also get saved. And then you abandon all those sins, you'll not go back into them. And that's what Jesus said, the condition show up, divine healing. And to retain that divine healing and to abide in that divine healing is that you will go and sin no more. Thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come on thee. And that man must be trembling, saying, I suffered for 38 years. And then the Lord has said, if I go back to sin, something worse than 38 years of sickness, of suffering will come upon me. Because of that, he kept a righteous life. By the grace of God, by the strength of the Lord, that same strength and that same grace is available for you. And you will live a righteous life in Jesus' name. Point number two now is his commitment to our lasting divine health. His commitment to our lasting divine health. He has committed himself to this, that is going to keep us healthy. He'll keep you healthy. I said he'll keep you healthy. We're looking at Jeremiah chapter 33. Jeremiah chapter 33. He has committed himself, and that commitment is true because he's a faithful God. And he brings a confirmation to his word. He brings a fulfillment to his word. He tells us in Jeremiah chapter 33, and I'm reading from verse 6. Jeremiah chapter 33. And we're looking at it in verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I'll bring it health and cure. I'll bring it health and cure. I will cure them. And then he says, I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will bring them health and cure. How will that happen? Look at verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Look at verse 9, 3, 6, and 9. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nation of the earth, which shall hear of all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. The promise of health is there, and I pray you'll have it in Jesus' name. But, you know, Jeremiah was wondering. He wondered. He said, the Lord has promised us health. And then he looked at the children of Israel, the people of Judah, and he saw their condition. Some of them were weak. Some of them were feeble. Some of them were sick. Some of them were sickly. Some of them were infirm. Some of them were impotent. He said, but why? See what the Lord has promised. I'm looking at Jeremiah. You see his bewilderment. Jeremiah chapter 8, you see his surprise. Jeremiah chapter 8, you see the amazement. He was surprised. He said in chapter 8, verse 21, verse 22, then I'll back up to verse 21. He says, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? It surprised him. He said, look at what the Lord has promised. And he is the great physician. He is a great healer. And he is a faithful physician, the faithful healer. This is what he said he will do. And then as he saw them feeble and sick and sickly and going through pain and going through this and that, and they were as sick as the Egyptians were, as sick, as infirm, as the Babylonians were. And that surprised him. What is the difference? That's why he said, we're coming back now to verse 21, for the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Then he says, why then? Why then? Why then? Why then? As we look at the church, and Christ is the head of the church. And he went through Capernaum, and he went through all those cities. He went through all those villages, and he healed everyone. He healed them all. He healed them all. He healed them all. They were not even his church, because they were just coming from outside. Those 10 lepers came, and they cried out, O son of David, you can heal us. And then he said, go show yourself to the priest. While they were going on the road, they were all healed. And this other man came, and he kneeled down worshiping him, if that window can cleanse me. And he cleansed him. And Bartimaeus came, son of David, have mercy on me. He opened his blind eyes. And then somebody there in the synagogue had been a withered hand, stretch out the hand. He stretched out the hand and he healed him. And then a man that was born blind, he made clay and put it there. Go watch in Siloam and thou shalt be healed. He went and came back seeing. And then he saw the, you know, all the, that woman that was bent down by because of spirit of infirmity. Lo, 18 years, he touched her and said, woman, thou art loose. And he was loose from the infirmity. And then when he did that for all those people outside, think about the church of the living God and the church of Jesus, where he is the cornerstone, he is the foundation, he is the head, he is a healer, he is a savior, he is all in all for us. And many people are sick. And many people are infirm. And many people are feeble. And the Lord is saying, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? How about a great physician? How about the song we sing every time? Jesus only and Jesus ever. He is our Savior. He is our healer. He is our sanctifier. He is the baptizer and the Holy Ghost. He is the coming King. If he is still the healer, why is it that many people are sick? That was the bewilderment of Jeremiah. And he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no power in the church of the living God? And is there no healing in the church of the living God? And is there no physician there? How about a great physician? He says, why then is the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? And Jeremiah is going to tell us now the reason why. We're looking at chapter 17 of Jeremiah, and I'm looking at verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, and I'm looking at verse 5. He says, thus says the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. That's the problem. We're no more trusting in Christ, our Savior. No more trusting in Christ, our healer. No more trusting in Christ, our sanctifier. We're trusting in man. We're trusting in that person. We're trusting on the mountain. We're trusting on the valley. We're trusting in the fire. We're trusting in this. We're trusting in that. We're trusting in that prophet. We're trusting in that prophet. We're trusting in that ministry. We're trusting in that fellowship. We're trusting in those other places. It's like that's the reason why that our physician is there. The great physician is there. And the Lord is there. The head of the church is there. The one that said, you call upon me, I will answer you. He is there. We're not calling upon him. He said, these signs shall fall them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. We're not trusting him. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. We're not trusting him. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you knew not. And we're not trusting him. He has said, I'm going to bring health and cure unto them. I will restore them. Everything they have lost, I will give unto them. And we're not trusting him. That's the reason why. And then he surprised Jeremiah. He said, why is the health of my people, of the people of God, not restored? We're going to turn everything around today. I said, we'll turn everything around today. Instead of trusting in the arm of flesh, instead of trusting on those, you know, mountain, valley, whatever it is, we're going to trust the Lord today. It says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord, whose heart departed from the Lord. A change will come. I said a change will come. That change is coming upon your life already today in Jesus' name. Proverbs. I'm reading chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. Proverbs chapter 3. We're looking at verses 7 and 8. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. It says, how are we going to have health? This divine health we're talking about. Healthy in the morning. Healthy in the afternoon. Healthy in the night. Healthy in the day. Healthy every day. Healthy in the week. Healthy in the month. Healthy all the days of our lives. It says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Let your wisdom be Christ. Let him be the one that directs you and controls you and guides you. And then he says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health unto thee. Look at chapter 4. Chapter 4, I'm reading from verse 20. Chapter 4, reading from verse 20. It says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it's telling us how this divine health, continual health, perpetual health, permanent health, year-to-year health, year-round health will be yours. They'll be yours in Jesus' name. Look at it, chapter 4, verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health, and health, and health to all their flesh. When you saturate your mind, your brain, your body, your ears, your eyes with the word of God, and you are not going to allow that to depart from you. When the word of God, the promises of God, the word of God, the proclamation of the Lord, the word of God, the prophecy of his word, when you declare that, and when you understand that, and when you behold that, when you are looking at that every time, you're not looking at your sickness, you're not looking at your symptoms, you're not looking at your pain, you're not looking at whatever it is that may be screaming from your body. You say, it's the word, it's the word, it's the word. And you will not allow the promise of the word to leave you. It says, let them not depart from thy eyes. Even that verse of scripture, that single promise, you read it over and over and over. Let them not depart from your eyes. You open your Bible again. All those promises that are marked, you read over and over and over. Let them not depart from your eyes. And then when it appears, the pain is still there. You open the word again and you read and you see. And then you view it again and you analyze. You say, this is mine. He is my physician. He is my healer. By his stripes, I am healed. And you look at that again. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Don't allow the sickness to affect your thought, and don't allow infirmity to affect your thought. The only thing that affects your thought is the word of God, is the promise of God. This is what he's saying. He even swore about it. He confirmed it with an oath. And this is going to be, I'm telling you, there's no sickness that will hold you down. I said, no sickness will hold you down. Because he said, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Health to all their flesh. Health to all their flesh. I will have it in Jesus' name. I said, I will have it in Jesus' name. There are some people, instead of looking at the word of God, looking at the promise of God, they say, I know what I'm going to do. They will fast and fast and fast and fast. They fast, they do not read the Bible. They fast, they will not look at the promise of God. They fast, they do not allow the word of God, the promise of God, the power in that word to come into them and to transform their lives completely. They're only fasting and fasting and fasting. And then as they are fasting, they become leaner and leaner and leaner. And then we say, brother, what's that? He said, I'm going to fight this thing out. I'm going to fast until I get healed. What promise are you depending upon? I don't know any promise. All I know, I'm going to fast until all these things are cleared away. What Bible passage are you looking at that you know that by stripes I'm healed? Where is that in the Bible? And then he went about doing good and healing all that oppressed of the Bible, oppressed of the devil. Where is that in the Bible? And then they came to him in the evening, and then as many as came to him, he took away all the infirmity. Where is that in the Bible? And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick, shall save the sick. If they have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. Where is that in the Bible? He doesn't know a single verse on healing, on deliverance, on dominion, on the authority of a child of God, the authority of the believer. Only fasting and fasting and fasting. No, it will not do. But when you come back to the word of God, come back to the word of God, this word will get every sickness out of your life in Jesus' name. Look at Isaiah chapter 58. Isaiah chapter 58, I'm reading from verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. That's why I shout, by the way. Some people say, why don't you talk gentle and just talk to us and just say the word of God said, and as the word of God has said, then the Lord will fulfill it. That one, does that sound like a trumpet? Tell me out loud. The one that sounds like a trumpet, when I lift up my voice, look at that again, cry aloud, cry aloud. You know, sometimes some people, they obey one part of the Bible, they don't obey the other part of the Bible. They say, I don't do this, I don't do this. But he told you to do this other one. Do it. When you're preaching, how do you preach? Cry aloud. Everybody say, cry aloud. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and they lie to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the covenant or the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice, and they take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted? You see that? Wherefore have we fasted? Think about that. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure, and exert all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate. They fast, they're bitter. They fast, they're angry. They fast, they're unforgiving. They fast and they're having hatred. With all the fasting and fasting and fasting, hatred is still there. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the feast of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is he to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day of the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, and to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free? The people that feel oppressed by your action, let them go free. And then he says, and they, and that ye break every yoke, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and thou hide not, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then, if you do that right, not just the fasting, not just I'm not eating, not, don't you know, I fasted 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 30 days, whatever, not that one. He says, if you do the right thing, and you bring compassion and mercy and love and obedience to the word of God, and then you are generous to the people who are needy and poor, and you are representing God, who is the supplier of all their needs, and God is using you to supply what they need. He says, then in verse 8, shall thy light break forth as the morning. This day your light will break forth, and thy health, see that, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. It will happen in Jesus' name. Point number 3 now is the confirmation of long life and desirable wholeness. The confirmation of long life. Everybody say long life. And desirable wholeness. We're coming to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Do you know that the Lord has promised long life to every child of God, long life to every child of God? And he says, the number of your days I will fulfill, he will fulfill his word on your behalf in Jesus' name. Chapter 4, Deuteronomy chapter 4. I'm reading from verse 39. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee. He says, keep my word, obey my word, listen to my word, and align your life with my word, that it may go well with thee, and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. It says to prolong your life and live that long life. It says this is the secret. Look at my word. Be obedient to my word and long life will be yours. Chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. Chapter 6 verses 1 and 2. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that she might do them, not only read them, do them, not only hear them, do them, not only appreciate them, do them, not only memorize them, do them. And it's not only to preach them, do them. You see, when you become doers of the word, when it's not just, you know, I've attended every retreat, I've attended every conference, I've attended every congress, I've listened to all the faith clinics, but when you take the word of God to heart, and when you say this is to be obeyed, and this is not just to be appreciated, this is not just to be learned, I'm to take every detail of the word of God, all that I've heard, and then I'm to apply them to my life, my family life, my professional life, my spiritual life, and my daily life, my personal life, and to apply the word to my life. It says when you do them, it says you do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God and keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, that thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life and thy days may be prolonged. Our days will be prolonged in Jesus' name. I'm reading chapter 17, chapter 17. Deuteronomy chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 18. Chapter 17, we're reading from verse 18. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of the law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. Here the Lord was talking to anybody that will become king in Israel. You see, at that time, there was no photocopying machine to photocopy all the pages of the scriptures for them. There was no printing press to print the Bible, the word of God, for the king or for anybody. And there was no scanning machine or kind of a duplicating whatever that will help them duplicate the word of God. But that was not an excuse. And the king was to take the pen in his hand. He was to look at the word of God and copy everything out. He wasn't even to give it to, you know, a subordinate somewhere, do this for me, copy this for me. He was to copy that word of God himself. That's how serious it was. And then he says in verse 19, and it shall be with him. That word of God he has copied. That word of God he has procured. That word of God as he now possesses, he says it shall be with him. He shall read therein all the days of his life. Now printed, the printing press is there. Bibles are printed. You have a copy of the Bible in your hand. Do you have your copy of the Bible there? I know, but I just want to check up. Anybody, you have your Bible there? Where are you? Where is the Bible? Not empty hand. Not empty hand. Bible. I said Bible. Everybody say Bible. You see, if everybody here will read the thing you are lifting up, and you read it, and you digest it, and you understand it, and you meditate on it, and you do what is there, long life will be yours in Jesus' name. That book contains the secret of success, the secret of strength, the secret of power, the secret of victory, the secret of conquering, the secret of health, the secret of deliverance, the secret of dominion. People leave their Bibles at home and they run to the mountains somewhere looking for deliverance. What you left at home, the deliverance is there. People leave their Bibles at home and then they run into the mountains somewhere and they're looking for dominion. The thing you left at home, the dominion is there. People leave their Bibles at home and they are running for power somewhere. They see you left at home, the power is there. Pick up that thing again and read and study and learn and obey and live it out, and the power of the Lord will walk in a mighty way in your life in Jesus' name. You wake up in the morning, you read that book. You wake up in the morning, you learn from that book. You wake up in the morning, you underline those verses that are given to you. You wake up in the morning and then you store it in your heart, you saturate your mind with the word. You say, I'm going to obey that. And then when you get to the office, when you get to the market, when you get to the community during the day, everything you learn during the day, you're obeying that, you're obeying that, you're obeying that. And that is a secret of the victory in our lives. And that victory will be in every life. life in Jesus' name. Look at that verse 19 again, chapter 17, verse 19. It says, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, and that he may learn to fear the Lord, his God, and keep all the words of the law, and these statutes, and to do them, that his heart may not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment. It says to the right hand or to the left. And then it says, and to the end that he may prolong his days. That's the reason why, you know, when we take this word, this is what will prolong our lives. That's what will prolong our lives. Just, you know, people, they don't understand that, and they're searching helter skelter how their lives will be prolonged. Now we know the secret, and if you keep the secret and you keep to this district, your life will be prolonged in Jesus' name. That he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Long life. Long life. Everybody say, long life is coming. It will come to every one of us in Jesus' name. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law. Forget not my law. And it says, let thine heart keep my commandments. The Lord is talking to some people. He says, for length of days, for length of days, for length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. This word of God that we're hearing, it says, long life, it will add unto you. Long life, it will add unto you. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. It says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. When you fear the Lord reverentially, you reverence him, you honor him, you obey him, you respect him, you exalt him, and then you are constantly obeying his word. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. I pray that will not happen to you. We're looking at chapter 28, Proverbs chapter 28, and I'm reading from verse 16. Proverbs chapter 28, and we're looking at verse 16. Proverbs 28, we're reading from verse 16. It says, the prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hateth covetousness, he that hateth covetousness, and covetousness is linked with stealing. You hate stealing, you hate cheating, you hate fraud, you hate all those malpractices, you hate all the internet kind of dubious business, you hate all that. He that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. He that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. I pray that long life will come to us. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 6, prolonging your days, extending your days, and lengthening your days. Long life, long life. This is the commitment of the Lord to long life and desirable wholeness. In Ephesians chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know, some people read that and they say, okay, that one is talking to children. Don't you know that when John the Beloved wrote, he referred to all the members of the church as children, children, children. And when Jesus was talking to all his disciples, he referred to them as children. We're talking about the household of faith here. He says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Parents in the Lord, father in the Lord, mother in the Lord, or, you know, our ministers, our pastors, our pastors who are teaching us the word of God, where their children. And he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father, now your natural father and your natural mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. That it may be well with thee. You know, sometimes as you look at the younger generation in their schools, in their colleges and universities, it's like instead of the teachers teaching them only the mathematics and only the chemistry and only biology and only their subject area, they branch away from their subject and they're teaching them rebellion, teaching them how to say no to their father, how to say no to their mother. Hey, teacher, that's not what you are paid for. You are not paid to show the children how to rebel, how to disregard. You know, you are paid to teach them the real subject you are to teach. But they leave all the subjects and they are teaching, don't follow your father to church, don't follow your mother to church. Be an independent boy, be an independent girl, and think for yourself, teacher. That's not what we are paying you for. We are paying you so that you teach them the regular subject. We pastors are there. We'll teach them about behavior, about character, about honesty, about integrity, about faith in God, about the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. But you know, because of that kind of situation, many children are the kids. You know, you're a guy, you're strong, and you have a strong mind where you can say no to daddy and say no to mommy. And then members of the church, they think, you know, we're very strong when a member of the church can look their pastor in the face and say, no, we're not going to do that. Hey, that's not the way to long life. Look at that again. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. And then it says that thou mayest live long where? Tell me out loud. Live long on the earth. That long life will come to us in Jesus' name. And now I'm going to read from Psalm 91. Psalm 90, I know you know it, but open it, because this is a very secret of long life. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God. In him will I trust. Surely, 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 he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I know you've heard it before. There's no more amen. There was amen last year. There was amen 10 years ago. When you first had this, what is Psalm 91? What is Psalm 91? And then I read, you said amen, amen, amen. But now 20 years after, I read this and there's no amen. If you don't say amen, I will say amen. It says in verse 3, it says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. It shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. It says, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. And because he has known my name, he says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. The Lord will answer your prayer this morning in Jesus' name. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will honor him. Hey, look at this word. This is something. I said, this is something. This is something. You need to stand up and enjoy this one. Stand up, stand up, stand up. This is something. It says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. That salvation is here now. That deliverance is here now. That dominion is here now. That health is here now. That power is here now. Long life will I satisfy him. I will show him my salvation. God is going to show you something today. He's going to show you something today. Open your mouth and pray and tell the Lord, he will show me. He will show me. He will show me all the long life. Anything that will cut short your life, life, the Lord is canceling from your life right now all that cancer, all that tuberculosis, all that kidney problem, all that infirmity, all that disaster, all that disease. The Lord is canceling it right now with long life, long life, long life. Will I satisfy him? And I will show him my deliverance, my health, and my salvation. Call upon the Lord, call upon the Lord. The promise is there. Remember, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Block out every other voice. Block out every other idea. Block out every other thought. And say, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I'm depending upon your word. I'm trusting in your word. Lord, here am I. I trust the word. I believe the word. I put my confidence and trust and faith in the word. And that is the word that will put you over. Will put you over. Disease will not have any power in your life anymore. Infirmity will not have power in your life anymore. And remember, when you repent of your sin, when you turn away from all evil, and when you have the salvation of the Lord, and when you have obedience to the word of the Lord, then it says the healing health of the Lord and the saving health of the Lord will come in your life. You can tell the Lord, oh Lord, I'm going to be obedient to your word. And that obedience grants you the healing, the health, the deliverance, and the dominion. Make up your mind. Sin brings sickness. Righteousness and holiness will bring health and healing. Obedience to the word of the Lord, that our leaders and pastors and the GS that they're teaching us, will bring long life. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That it may go well with thee, and then you'll prolong your life on the earth that the Lord has given you. Believe the Lord, believe the word. That's the word that brings fulfillment into our lives. We're not healed by emotional outburst. We're healed by dynamic faith, built on the word, established on the word. We're not healed by indefinite fasting or scriptural fasting. We're healed by faith in the word and faithfulness to the word. In Jesus' name we pray. And the real believers said, and those who believe that their healing is there already, and your health is there already, and that long life is there already. And those believers said, it's yours in Jesus' name. I said, it's yours in Jesus' name. Everything the Lord has provided for you, nobody will take it away from you. You'll enjoy them to the fullest in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, 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 in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Every word of God, every word you have given us, we believe, and it's going to be ours in Jesus' name. You said this will be a year of revival, a year of renewal, a year of healing, a year of health, a year of signs and wonders. Oh Lord, we believe, make it so in Jesus' name. We're asking right now, oh Lord, we're asking that everyone having any sickness, any infirmity, any deformity, any part of the body, whatever that disease is called, I command you now, come out in Jesus' name. I pray, oh Lord, touch their flesh, touch their lives. From the head to the toe, touch them, heal them in Jesus' name. Let supernatural strength and health come into everyone right now. And all those debilitating diseases, I command you right now, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, no feebleness in our midst. No disease in our midst. No sickness in our midst. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. You said, I will take sickness out of the midst of them, in the midst of your people. Every boy, every girl, every youth, every student, every father, every mother, every brother, every sister, take sickness away. Take sickness away. Take it away from the midst of us in Jesus' name. All our leaders, all our overseers, all our pastors, all our workers, full-time workers, everybody, oh Lord, who have been serving you. You said, we will serve the Lord. You will bless our bread. You will bless our water. Oh Lord, I pray, every worker, you touch them right now. Touch their husbands, touch their wives, touch their families. Heal them in Jesus' name. And Lord, some people are gone already, but Lord, we close that gate of premature death. In our church, we close that gate of premature death. And Lord, I proclaim life to your people. Long life to your people. We will live long in Jesus' name. Our wives will live long. Our husbands will live long. Our leaders will live long. Our workers will live long. Our members will live long. Lord, I circle everyone. I protect everyone. I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. And I pray, oh Lord, anything that has caused premature death in the past, whether it is cancer, whether it is kidney problem, whatever it is, I command you, go out of our church in Jesus' name. Lord, your people in the past that were faithful, you kept them alive for a long time. Your people are faithful here. We're keeping the word of God as we hear the word of God. If we didn't know it before, we acted ignorantly. The moment we know, you know us, Lord. We always obey the word by your grace. And I'm praying, oh Lord, as you have given us faithfulness and faith, I pray, no sickness again. No infirmity again. Set your people free in Jesus' name. And those of our members who are not able to come here, maybe they're in the hospital, maybe they're in their houses, maybe because of weakness, I cannot bear the rigor of that retreat because I know who I am, I know the way I am. Oh Lord, I pray in the houses where they are now, I send forth your power. In the hospitals where they may be now, I send forth your power. And I command you, brother, sister, wherever you are, hear the voice of the Lord, rise up in Jesus' name. And I pray for all the people who are here, oh Lord, supernatural strength, supernatural power, and supernatural health, give unto everyone in Jesus' name. Testimonies in every mouth, signs and wonders for everyone, miracles for everyone, healing and health for everyone, long life for everyone. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.